The expanded partnership between the Warriors and Kaiser is about far more than the naming rights for Thrive City, the plaza outside the new Chase Center. Documents reviewed by KCBS show the healthcare nonprofit will pay the team as much as $295 million over 20 years, as first reported by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. That angers many Kaiser staffers, including Dr. Mickey Fitzpatrick, a clinical psychologist at Kaiser Pleasanton.
I think it's a misuse of our members' dollars, given that we're grossly understaffed.
Fitzpatrick says he can only see patients every 4 to 8 weeks because there simply aren't enough therapists to meet the demand. So what is Kaiser doing spending almost $300 million on marketing?
If that's an indication that it's all about the money, then that shows you where their priorities are really at.
Kaiser Permanente CEO Bernard Tyson insists the nonprofit will not pay the Warriors almost $300 million.
Not at all. No.
A source within Kaiser tells KCBS that only about $50 million is for the Thrive City arrangement. Tyson tells KCBS this deal is mostly about joint community health projects, turning the Warriors Oakland practice facility into Generation Thrive to serve young people and replacing Stanford as the team's official medical provider.
There's a small piece around the sponsorship, but the big piece is around our community health funding, in which every year we spend close to $3 billion through community health, and that's a direct responsibility that we have as a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. So it's all about investing in our communities.
Warriors President Rick Welts will neither confirm nor deny the price tag.
We never comment on the economics of any of our deals, so this will be consistent with that.
But a source within the organization tells KCBS the team did approach Stanford about preserving their existing healthcare relationship for a fee. Instead, just as they were driving towards a three-peat, the Warriors players were informed they will have new doctors effective July 1st. Welts tells KCBS that had nothing to do with how Kevin Durant's injury was handled.
We've gotten great healthcare from Stanford historically. We will get great healthcare from Kaiser going forward, but I think it's part of a bigger relationship that for us makes a lot of sense just because of the commitment the two companies have to each other.
Given how the Warriors season ended, Kaiser can expect intense scrutiny of how it cares for them, especially when it's paying so much for the privilege. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.